You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I tell you, what a day. What a day. You know, I want to talk about the Conrad Murray verdict of guilty. This was just, I think it was very well expected. I think the jury actually came to its conclusion a lot quicker, you know, but they're like, you know what, we got to make it look like we thought about it a little bit. Oh, man. I want to talk about that and what implications there are if doctors can actually be criminally charged, what they have been, for medical malpractice. I want to talk about this because this is pretty interesting. Many of us probably agree with what happened today or with the verdict, but I see some issues coming around the bend. I always do. So, of course, we're going to talk about that. I also want to talk about the fourth accuser of Herman Cain and what he said, what she said happened during that possible tryst. And honestly, guys, I'm going to have to give you guys some pointers, all right? All right? Because the way people are allegedly hitting on people, not too savvy. I don't think you're going to woo anybody with some of this. So we need to talk about that. Plus, it looks like for some of us that are overweight because we like to eat, they've come up with a sensor that they can implant in you. So as soon as you start eating, it kind of does, you know, like little electrical stimulations to your stomach so you don't eat as much. And, I mean, I know some people are like, well, that sounds drastic. But, heck, you know, a lot of us are getting gastric bypasses and gastric sleeves. This may not be as, you know, surgically involved. So pretty cool. So as you can see, we've got a lot to talk about. Very, very juicy show today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, as opposed to a show that's not too juicy. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I would love to hear what you guys think about what happened today with the Conrad Murray verdict. And for those of you that listened to the show a little bit delayed, I could say what happened yesterday, but I can't say that yet because I have no idea where you're listening to me. When does a doctor, right, that has a fatal patient outcome be charged criminally? Now, you know, people have been going back and forth with this going, you know, Dr. Dahlia, it's only malpractice. Why would he be criminally charged? Okay, well, let's quickly look at the definition of involuntary manslaughter, okay? Right? Manslaughter, the unlawful, unjustifiable, and or inexcusable killing of one human by another under circumstances lacking premeditation, lacking deliberation, and lacking any implied malice. Okay? They say in most states, involuntary manslaughter results from a quote-unquote improper use of reasonable care or skill while performing a legal act. Okay? I mean, whether we agree with what happened with Conrad Murray or not, I think many of us doctors, many of us first responders in this particular case, we could be pretty screwed. Involuntary manslaughter results from improper use of reasonable care or skill. Improper use of skill while performing a legal act or while committing an act that is unlawful but not felonious. So you could be legally doing something correct. A lawyer could find your skill improperly used, and you could be criminally charged. And as you're going to see, we're going to talk about, there's been many cases where doctors were actually charged with involuntary manslaughter. This is the ER setting. Now, you know, I know people are like, okay, well, Dr. Dahlia, wait a second. This is Conrad Murray. Dr. Conrad Murray, he was at the person's house. He was at Michael Jackson's house. He was administering propofol without, I mean, we've been talking about this story, this case. I mean, I think a lot of people were really sick of it. It was interesting. After the verdict, they say, after the verdict was announced by the jury, immediately most of the stations switched right back to regular programming. I mean, everybody thought it was going to have the O.J. Simpson hype. People thought there were going to be riots, things like that. I mean, it was kind of anticlimactic, you know, where you know, the whole Michael Jackson thing has kind of been weighing on a lot of us. It's been 2 years, 2.5 years. Again, my condolences to the family, and may he rest in peace up there. But it's been, I think a lot of us are really sick of court cases. I think after Casey Anthony, I mean, hasn't it just seems to be drawn out. I mean, court cases were really exciting about a year or two ago, and now, you know, as the little ones pop up here and there, I mean, there are little ones, there's still pretty significant cases, you don't have as much of a frenzy with it. So it was very interesting from a media perspective. As soon as the jury said guilty, boom, the media said what they wanted to see, but then the stations just went back to the regular programming. But here's the thing. So in his particular case, I wasn't surprised. I really wasn't surprised, because now looking at the definition, improper use of reasonable care or skill, yes, administering an anesthetic, you know, without staff, without a crash cart, without there being, you know, proper equipment, monitoring equipment, yes, that is pretty damn negligent. And people who might not have really understood involuntary manslaughter might have thought, you know, well, this is ridiculous. That means most malpractice cases could be considered involuntary manslaughter. They shouldn't. They really shouldn't, because many malpractice cases, for example, we've talked about this failure to diagnose. You know, you've treated a sore throat 3-4 times. You finally send the patient to an ear, nose, and throat doctor appropriately. You show no malice. You're you know, appropriately referring them. However, the patient ends up having stage 4 throat cancer. Their attorney sues you for not sending the patient sooner. Now, those usually aren't criminally charged, but take a look at this. Improper use of reasonable care or skill while performing a legal act. Could somebody say that was improper skill? A doctor should have referred sooner. And when we come back from break, I'm going to be kind of, you know, telling you about some cases where actually the doctors were criminally charged. Now, my only concern about what happened here with Conrad Murray, I don't know whether he's going to stay in jail or go to jail. I'm not sure where we go from here. I have to admit, I was busy with patients. So after I heard the verdict, in fact, I couldn't even watch a verdict. I was busy today. My husband came. He told me what it was. I posted it on Twitter, right, you know, because that's kind of what I do. I tweet. Then I think I complained to my husband about his mother, had some gripes about our plans for Thanksgiving, and I moved on. What was that? Where was I going with that? See, now I'm thinking about my mother-in-law. You see what you guys did? You see what you did? All right, when we come back, when are doctors being charged criminally? Is it appropriate? And have any of you had cases where you think the doctor should have been charged? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Kyle working on the dials. Big shout out to Genesis Communications Network for sending the show out nationally and worldwide. All right, so another site, we're talking about gross negligence and voluntary manslaughter, and when are doctors guilty of that if a patient dies? When? Where do you cross the line? Should all doctors be criminally charged? Somebody dies, right? And the malpractice case proves there was negligence. Is there then a criminal case for involuntary manslaughter? Involuntary manslaughter usually results from, they say, improper use of reasonable care or skill while performing a legal act or committing an act that is unlawful but not felonious, involuntary manslaughter. Let me see another source here. I'm saying a person here, it says, whose behavior is grossly negligent may be liable for involuntary manslaughter if his or her conduct results in the accidental death of another person. Okay, so if you're a surgeon and you're cutting on somebody and you accidentally drop the scalpel and it nicks an artery and the person dies, is that grossly negligent? Is that involuntary manslaughter? You didn't mean to kill the person. Is that a voluntary manslaughter? They say most jurisdictions hold that something more than ordinary negligence must be proven before the defendant can be found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. This usually requires that there be substantial danger, not only of bodily harm, but also serious bodily harm, or death. The defendant must have acted recklessly, a term defined as gross deviation from the standard of conduct that a law-abiding person would observe. So it makes sense why Conrad Murray would be accused and found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Again, administering propofol without any monitors, staff, crash cart, etc., in a person's home, inappropriate. All right? Now, are other doctors actually going to, you know, people were telling me, well, Dahlia, look, this is a very, very odd case. You know, Conrad Murray doing this in someone's house, Dr. Murray, I mean, very odd. Usually doctors don't get criminally accused. And for the most part, many don't. But there have been some that have. Now, this is an interesting case. I'm not going to go through all the cases because, again, I want to later get to medical news and, you know, listen to you and get to your emails and calls, et cetera. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. So there was a case where there was a 40-year-old man that comes in having, flank pain. Now, for any of us that have had a kidney stone, we know exactly how that feels. Like, I've had a kidney stone, rip-roaring pain. So the guy comes into the emergency room, and there was a little bit of blood in the urine. So the ER doc calls the urologist, all right, to take over. Now, the urologist... Now, it's interesting because when I did ER, we would move forward. We would actually find the stone, and then we would get the urologist. Well, in this particular case, the emergency room physician got the urologist first, which probably saved his butt, as you guys will see. Well, the urologist was kind of one of these more old-time doctors, all right? And he went by the way we're taught in medical school, not by the way we really do things. So he ordered, I like to call them IVPs. It's a contrast type of study, excretory urogram, where basically you get injected with a dye, it goes through your blood goes through, filters through the kidneys, and then turns to urine. So this contrast dye will cause a kidney stone to stand out, because wherever the dye isn't, if you see the dye has to go around something, then you could assume that's the stone. It's called an IVP. We did them for years, until CAT scan was easier, fancier test, saved us from a lot of malpractice hassle. And so then we started to do helical CTs, CAT scans. Well, anyway, so the urologist orders the IVP. You know, a little old-fashioned, but that's what we've been doing for years. So he calls the radiologist up and says, do this. Now, the radiologist is like, what? Everybody does CAT scan. Why are we doing this IVP? Now, I stopped doing IVP because I didn't want to give contrast. I didn't want to give that much contrast to somebody who could have a stone that was obstructing the kidney. Keep in mind, when you have a kidney stone, you have the kidney, right? The stone falls out of the kidney. The long tube is called the ureter that connects the kidney to the bladder. Then you have the bladder, which is supposed to have the pee-pee in it. And then you have the urethra, which empties the bladder out to earth. Okay, either through a penis or a vagina, et cetera. The urethra goes through it. So the stone could be in the kidney, it could be in the ureter, it could be in the bladder, it could be in the urethra, wherever. Usually it's in the ureter. Now, because many types of flank pains could be other types of things, it could be cecal diverticulitis, it could be appendicitis, other things, the CAT scan tells us a lot. True, it's expensive, and I know Obamacare is not going to be a big, you know, not a big fan of it, but that's something we started doing in the ER. So the radiologist tells the urologist, wait a second. Why are we doing an IVP? Why don't we just do a CAT scan? Well, the urologist, per the radiologist, I know everybody kind of rhymes, basically, in so many words, tells him off and says, look, I'm the one ordering this. I've been doing this for 40 years. You know, he, quote unquote, 40 years with satisfactory results, and I'm not going to stop that practice now. So the radiologist is like, fine, you want to order the IVP, we'll do the IVP or the excretory urogram. Well, he does. Now, the radiologist, now his butt's on the line. So he administers 150 milliliters of non-ionic contrast material. Within the 5 minutes, the patient goes into complete shock, code blue, ends up dying. Okay? Everybody gets sued. Everybody gets sued. The ER doc, the urologist, the radiologist. And the court finds the radiologist 90% negligent, the urologist who ordered the test and fought with him 10% negligent, and the ER doc was in the clear because the ER doc referred. See? Now you know why doctors refer. Okay? All right? The ER doc, out of the equation. Now, why was the urologist so much less guilty than the radiologist? Well, they said the radiologist should have made the decision. He shouldn't be a quote-unquote technician. He's a doctor, too. Now, I'm going to tell you, in real life, in real life, it doesn't seem to work that way. The radiologist will give us a lot of advice. I take it. I take it because I know when somebody has more experience in a test than I do. But usually that doesn't happen because I order the right test. I do. I mean, I usually go with my standard of care. I don't try to stand off principles. I mean, but the urologist wasn't that far out. People have done those exams. But what really screwed the radiologist over is he didn't document that he and the urologist talked. And they had this they had this banter. The radiologist never documented it. So when the malpractice case, he's 90% guilty. Well, what ends up happening is the family decides to take this further, and they take it to a criminal attorney to, from what I understand, start charging him with a criminal prosecution. All right? Now, it goes back and forth. Okay, it goes back and forth. Well, what also hurt him was many of these malpractice cases, we don't think about being criminally charged. It's a malpractice case. The patient was given contrast. All right, the patient had a horrible reaction. It's very unfortunate to the contrast. He died. This usually goes for malpractice. Now, something like this, the radiologist looks like wasn't going to win. So his malpractice company said, settle. Just settle. So he settled. And then I think he got a reprimand by the hospital, was able to move on with his life. Well, because he settled, the family saw that as an opportunity to take it to the criminal level because there was like a quote-unquote admission of guilt. Now, there isn't an admission of guilt with most settlements, but many settlements occur and people take it that way. So here's, it's a horrible case, but it's a malpractice case, and these things happen often, that now goes to the criminal level. Well, after back and forth, the criminal charges were dropped. But the point of this is this doctor's life, okay? And, I mean, unfortunately, the loss of, I mean, you know, nobody can equate to what happened, to the patient that died and the distraught that the family has. But imagine being in the doctor's shoes. Right? You know, you told the one doctor, nah, I really don't like doing this test, I don't like doing the other. The doctor goes, I'm the one that's ordering it. I'm ordering this test. By some freak of malpractice law, the doctor that orders a test barely gets a slap on the wrist, and the other doctor not only gets, you know, the 90% malpractice case, but he also gets criminally charged. Now, this was just one case, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but if this ends up, Dr. Conrad Murray's case becomes a precedence for weaker cases, weaker criminal cases, to go after doctors for a fatal outcome in malpractice. That's going to be one way to get rid of all doctors. Who's going to want to practice if now they could be thrown in jail? Things happen. I order CAT scans all the time. If somebody dies when I order a CAT scan, am I responsible? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Steve calling. Hey, Steve, how you doing? Steve, you there? Oh, I can't hear Steve. Oh, all right, Steve, stay on the line. We're going to get you right after break. I want to hear from you. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business wireless plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And, of course, you can visit my website at drdahlia.com. Steve, you still there with us?
Yeah, I was calling because I'm a victim of skin cancer also. I found what you said to be very enlightening and helpful.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that I was able to prevent skin cancer from getting onto my lips was my buddy.
Whoa, come on, really? Thank you. All right, proud of you there, Steve. Let's go to the next one. All right, we got Chris from Georgia. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Dr. Dahlia. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
There has been a lot of press about botched operations and surgeons leaving instruments inside of people.
Yeah.
And I was actually a victim of that.
Oh, really? What happened?
Yeah. Well.
Oh, come on. Really, guys? show. I'm the one that gets to make the jokes, okay? I'm the one that gets to do that. All right, Sam, how are you doing? And Sam, keep it clean. What you got for us, Sam?
I will keep it clean. I had a question about skin cancer.
Uh-huh. Shoot.
And you get...
With what? Okay, get out. I didn't even get the joke. Can't get joke. All right, you guys, you know what? You know what? I do appreciate a good joke, but it's got to be, I mean, it's got to be newer than really add a dick to me, really? Really? That's the best you guys could come up with? Come on. That's like, what's up, doc? Please. You got to make it funnier than that. Otherwise, you ain't gonna come on the show. All right? All right, so here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so just to conclude with what we're talking about with the whole, you know, malpractice issue and involuntary manslaughter, et cetera, you guys are funny. All right, no more. I say, honestly, guys, you got to keep it clean. Come on, really? It's going to be very, very interesting to see if doctors now who have been found liable for malpractice, if there's going to be able to be criminal cases against them, and if they're going to be using this Dr. Conrad Murray as a precedent for that. And we'll see. I mean, and if that's the case, and we're going to see more doctors thrown in jail, because, you know, we've heard lots of stupid things. You know, we've heard of, you know, people leaving things, you know, after surgery in people's bodies, somebody amputating the wrong leg. I mean, these are just horrifying mistakes. Absolutely horrifying mistakes. And you almost wonder if a doctor actually went to work drunk or drugged and performed malpractice on somebody, should he be charged with involuntary manslaughter? You know, should he be? Is it illegal to drink on the job? And, like, we looked at the definition. We looked at the definition. Involuntary manslaughter does not have to be an illegal act. It could be a legal act and something goes wrong. So my only concern then is if surgeons and radiologists and family doctors and internists and pediatricians and emergency room doctors can be thrown in jail, how many people are going to go through medical school and go through the cost and go through the years and the trials and tribulations of, going to medical school? Why? What's the point? What is the point? I don't want to go to jail. I mean, I accidentally drop a scalpel in somebody and it nicks a vessel. I could end up in jail. You know, who's gonna take the chances? So, and like I said, I'm not trying to compare somebody who dropped a scalpel to what Dr. Conrad Murray did, but keep in mind, you know, keep in mind, when you're dealing with law, people will extrapolate other cases and they'll say, look, this is what happened in this particular case, you know? The man only died from propofol. This was way worse. So if Dr. Murray gets thrown in jail, this person should really have the book thrown at him. So, we'll see what happens, all right? We're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your email's at drdahlia.com. All right, now this is kind of interesting here. Okay, so now this is the fourth accuser. Sharon Bialek accuses Herman Cain of sexually inappropriate behavior. Now, did you guys hear about this? Okay. Now this one, all right, apparently she states that Herman Cain tried to get sexual favors in exchange for helping her find a new job. All right, this is Sharon Bialek. From what I understand, I believed she worked. She was in radio. I believe she had a cooking show. Anyway, she said that, and she has Gloria Allred next to her and all these little media clips. So this is kind of interesting. All right, she said what had happened is she had met Herman Cain for a job, and there was a hotel room, and he had it upgraded to a suite. He takes her to dinner. They go out for Italian, and she claims that while he is driving her around, Herman Cain puts his hand under her skirt and pushes her head towards his crotch. All right, she asked him to stop, and he backed away. All right, and then there's a few more details. All right, now, again, I don't know you know, if this is true. I don't know where this is going to go. But I tell you what I have a problem with, okay? Whether Herman Cain did this or not, all right? And again, I've been a big fan of Herman Cain. I've, you know, known him for years. I've been following this really closely, what's been going on. But I need to teach you guys something, all right? What this brought up was a subject that I think we really need to talk about on the show. And this right now is going to start becoming PG-13 or rated R. So I don't want the kids listening to this. All right. I hear this all the time where a man decides to grab a woman's head and pull it towards him, okay, in hopes of oral sex. All right. You hear this all the time. Men want to do this all the time. You know, men have. All right. Fine. Guys, really? Really? Do you think that's sexually enticing? Do you think the woman or your partner likes that? All right. Well, she doesn't seem to complain, and it always seems to have a positive outcome. I want you guys to stop for a second here, all right? Most women think that you're grabbing them by the head and moving the head closer to you is completely despicable. And I'm going to tell you why. All right. You cannot go up to an animal, whether it's a human species, your dog or cat, grab their head and move their head. Even if you think you're being gentle, think about it. If you go up to your dog, if you go up to your cat and try to move its head, it shrieks away. There's this flight or fright response people have. Don't grab a person's head. Don't grab their hair, even if you think you're being liked. Most people don't like that. I know women are shaking their heads saying, thank you, Dr. Dahlia, for finally saying something. Men, if you want something that's oral, let's say, and I have to be really careful because this is radio, you're going to have to come up with something a little bit more finessey than grabbing your partner's head. That is ridiculous. You see that in the movies all the time. You're driving in a car, or not you're driving a car, but they're driving in a car. The driver stops, and he grabs you by the head. Where is that a consensual, romantic interplay? How is that? When we come back from break, I'm going to give you guys some pointers, and girls, I'm sure some women may be in the driver's seat asking their, not usually most common, but I don't want to stereotype just men, but when we come back from break, I'm going to have to give you guys pointers because that's not the way to do it. You know, I have men, you know, email me, and these are serious emails saying, you know, my wife or my partner doesn't like oral sex. What do I do? Well, there's a reason for that, guys. Okay, usually the way you approach it, I mean, sitting on the couch after a 10-hour day of work without you having showered, maybe that's not the best idea. Can I give you some pointers? I'll give you pointers when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talk radio, taking your calls, and it looks like your hacks, but honestly, guys, come on. Well done that it was three of you. All right. I don't know if you're all boyfriend or girlfriend. I don't know what you're all doing. Pretty impressive, but come on. Come on. People are trying to learn something. And I hope you're learning something now because we're going to talk about why I think sometimes when you're trying to ask for for certain, shall we say, relationship goodies, I think you're going about it wrong. All right? And again, I have to be very, very careful because this is radio and I know some children are listening. But, okay, so let's say this is in the context of my answering an email. All right? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. All right? We talk about everything. We talk about current events. We talk about health. And yes, we do talk about relationships and sex. That's what the show does. It talks about everything. Psychology. You know, I have to. All right? I gotta be kind of a jack of all trades in this respect here. So, now I get, all right, my wife doesn't want to do oral sex anymore, or my girlfriend doesn't want to do oral sex anymore. And, you know, here we have this woman accusing Herman Cain of, you know, grabbing her head. Again, you know, hasn't been proven yet. And you know, really, guys, but it happens. You know, you guys are driving around. It could be girls, too, but I'm just going to say guys as an asexual context here, okay? Just, you know, it could be a faceless person we're imagining. Just driving around and then pulls over and maybe he'll give you a kiss. Okay, maybe you'll get a kiss. Maybe he'll, I don't know, promise to take it out for pizza afterwards. I don't know. And then he moves to bring your head. No, no, no. Okay, do not grab the woman's head. We talked about this before the break. Okay, many people do not like their head being grabbed. It does. It gives people the heebie-jeebies. Now, if, of course, you're doing some sort of foreplay, maybe you're touching the ear, maybe you're touching the neck. Guys forget about the neck a lot of time. You cannot forget about the neck, okay? Women have certain erogenous zones, and they're usually behind the ear or along the neck. We've talked about erogenous zones on the show. We've talked about how to do a lot of things on this show. And again, I want to break it up, of course, because, you know, just in case the FCC is listening. But anyway, I got to kind of keep it clean. But, you know, you have to use some finesse. And if, let's say, she's not into that and that's something you want, well, there's another way to approach the subject. Number one is, okay, you never want to force a partner to do a sexual act that they don't want to do. Okay, I mean, it's not going to be worth it. It's not going to be worth it. And it could be considered assault. So you want to be careful. You want to be careful. But let's say you had approached the subject wrong, asking for something orally, and you had approached it and you grabbed her head, accidentally pulled her hair, she hit her head on the steering wheel or on the stick if you drive a manual, or I don't know, but it went bad. Well, you're going to have to do some damage control. And one way you could do it is if you want to kind of get back into that type of act, okay, maybe you need to be patient, okay? Maybe you may have to have a few different encounters and try to do baby steps. For example, you guys could be making out, you could be kissing or whatever. You bring it up, she goes, oh, no, gross. Okay, and you know, honestly, if you really just think about it, you know, we're taught as kids, you know, you don't put things in your mouth that you're not supposed to, you know, right? If you can, if it's not edible, you don't put it in your mouth. You know, true. So she may have a very intelligent, natural, animalistic instinct, but nevertheless, that may be something you want to do or whatever. Okay, if she says, oh, gross, you're screwed. But if she's like, no, I'm not in the mood, all right? Then one thing you could do is you could say, you know, look, I, you know, want you to kiss me. I want to feel your lips on my neck. I want to feel your lips, whatever. Okay, maybe you could, you know, 3, 4, 5 seconds, have an encounter, and then stop her and make sure you're also, shall I say, not being selfish, and you're giving back, whether it's kissing or hugging or foreplay or sexual favors, etc. But if you want to ease a woman back into something that she used to do, what we do recommend in sex therapy, and I'm not a sex therapist, I'm a family doctor, but we deal with sex therapy, is baby steps, okay? Having her maybe for 5 seconds may not be something that grosses her out, may not be something that worries her or scares her, you know, because she's worried about the gag reflex, which is also a biggie. You know, a lot of people don't realize women or men, they don't like to gag. When they're in the dentist, when they're in the doctor's office, many people fear being gagged. It's a horrible feeling. I can't tell you how many times I want to use a tongue depressor on somebody, and they say, no, I don't want to gag, because they're afraid they're going to throw up, they're afraid they're going to burp, etc. So a lot of people don't like that. So, you know, maybe you guys are going to have to compromise where a few seconds one day, maybe 20 seconds another day, and maybe over the period of a couple weeks, maybe then you could have a full encounter, if you guys know what I'm talking about, so I don't have to spell it out in front of anybody, any kids listening. So, you see, play around with that maybe, okay? And see if that helps. I know I got, maybe I should change the subject soon. Alright, I'll give you guys some more pointers later, but please, no head grabbing, no hair pulling. Alright, let's change the subject. Woo! Good. Oh man, I gotta tell you, I don't mind talking about the sex subjects, but that's always where I'm like, I gotta have my finger on the dump button just in case. Alright, I wanna talk about, let me see if I have it now. I wanna talk about the stomach sensor. This is cool stuff. Very simple stomach implant that researchers have devised that actually help people lose weight because it kind of tricks them into feeling full. The Abilify system involves several devices, includes a food sensor, electrodes. This does get implanted, but it seems to be a less involved surgery than some of the other gastric surgeries and gastric bypasses that are out there. Albeit lap band, sleeve, these things are very successful. This is another option. Basically, the food sensor, when you eat or drink, it senses it, then it sends electrical impulses to the stomach to make the person feel full. Alright? And, if you feel full, you'll eat less. Right? Now, the anatomy of the stomach doesn't change, intestines are not changed, and they state the system has very few side effects. Again, I don't know if somebody could reject the implant. I'd like to see it out more before I comment on that. This says the system automatically records when you eat, when you drink, when you exercise, fart, no. And it sends the data to patients and physicians using a wireless connection, allowing doctors to understand patient behavior and offer advice, which is very important. Anytime you're dieting, anytime, you need that cheerleading. You know, it's interesting. Many of these companies that do the gastric band or the gastric bypass, et cetera, they have a psychologist on site. And you actually have to see the psychologist. And what they do is they do motivational speaking. They also help you with your nutrition, some of them, if a nutritionist isn't there. And they help you stay on task. Very, very important when you're dieting. Very important. So this thing has a feedback mechanism. Sends a doctor, communicates with you. So it has promise. I think it has promise. But, you know, what they still haven't done is come up with an anorexic that, you know, doesn't really have side effects. I mean, you look at people and they're skinny and you're like, how do you do it? Is it because you exercise all the time? Yeah, many of them exercise, but they go, I just don't get hungry. And you're like, oh, if I could bottle that up and package it, you know? And so it's interesting to see how some of these now advancements are going to, you know, concentrate and zone in on the hunger issue. Because, you know, people that don't want to eat, they don't seem to eat as much. If you feel full, you're going to eat less. Because I've got to be honest, a lot of our obesity is, number one, is lack of activity. We aren't walking to work anymore. We aren't riding our horses. We're in automobiles. So, of course, you know, less exercise. Number two is, you know, we're eating a lot of junk food, you know. But three, the biggest of them all, is our portion sizes. We used to eat much smaller portions. A little bit used to take us a long way. Now, I mean, look at the plate size. You know, you go to a restaurant and the plate is the size of two plates I grew up with. You know, two plates worth of food. What are we doing to ourselves? So what we need to do is trick ourselves, which is why many doctors, when they tell you you're going to lose weight, they say eat off of a saucer. Right? You know how your cup is on a saucer and it has that little indentation in there? A saucer-sized dish. If you force your meal to fit on that, no, it can't be dripping over. It can't be falling over. No napkin. It has to fit on that saucer-sized dish. That's an appropriate amount of food. All right, guys. If this is your stop, I'm glad you are with us. You have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board. We got another couple hours left of the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.